Harrow's Gate, Yorkshire, 11:29 p.m. By the time they opened the final grave, the fever had already set in.
Are you all right? Adam? You look pale. You look sick.
I'm fine. It's just cold.
Let me help you.
I'm fine. Let's go back to the Fox and Hound. I'm fine, really.
They drove slowly and carefully down the muddy road. The moon was bright in the night sky. The Fox and Hound was a pub at the edge of the marsh. For the time being, it was their base of operations. The owner, an elderly lady named Mrs. Bliss, rented out the rooms above the pub to lodgers.
Open the door, please.
The pub had once been a country mansion built by the grandfather of Simona Grace.
Careful. Good heavens. What happened?
I scratched myself, Mrs. Bliss. A lot of fuss, but it's nothing really.
Nonsense. You might have blood poisoning.
Mrs. Bliss was in her 60s, a tall, grey-haired and rather imposing lady. She pointed to a sofa at the other end of the serving room. Manning and Mrs. Bliss brought Boscombe over and gently laid him down.
I'll call a doctor.
I'm fine.
Careful. He's unconscious.
When he opened his eyes, he found himself lying on the sofa downstairs in the pub. He was alone. The pub didn't look like it used to. The room seemed smaller somehow. The furniture looked old. The windows were covered with heavy drapes. Boscombe felt no pain. His fever had gone. He got up from the sofa and found that he could walk, that his strength had fully returned. He felt wonderful, in fact. He felt alive. The music was coming from the room next door. Quite suddenly, he was afraid. He took another step. Then he was at the door. He reached out with his right hand. His fingers were shaking slightly. They brushed against the wooden door and gently pushed. He was in a library of some kind. The walls were lined with bookshelves, and there were comfortable armchairs in the corner. In the middle of the room stood a harp. A young woman in a white dress was sitting by it, playing. Her fingers moved across the strings with almost unbearable grace, like wind on water. She noticed him standing in the door. She looked up at him.
Dr. Boscombe, we've been waiting.
How do you know my name?
Do you remember this music?
Yes. I heard it in the... Oh, my God.
Some people believe it's an omen. Anyone who hears it will die. Silly, isn't it?
Thank you.